Good morning, Talmidim. As usual, before we come, right after we come back from a Ben Azmanim, we're all back. We're here. It's in Tehai. Many things could happen during a Ben Azmanim when we're out of the Dalat Koisle Beis HaMedrash. The fact that we're all back, it's a tremendous simcha to see everyone. It's a tremendous simcha that everyone is back. Baruch Hu should help that we should continue to be gesund and stark, and we should be matzliach. This long Zman that's coming. Not necessarily so long, but it feels a bit long because we've come from a whole bunch of breaks. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should help that it should be atzlacha d'gizman, that everyone should be matzliach, chutz miderech hateva. You should feel the success, and you should feel the sweetness of the Torah, the davening, the midas that you're working on. Right before we went to Ben Azmanim, during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I think it was the last shmuz that we gave to the Talmidim, we discussed about what's the avoida of the Talmidim. We discussed what the Gemara brings down, about the Hevel Piyim Shal Tinoike Shal Beis Rabbi, the Koiches that Talmidim have, much more than grown adults. So when you're doing something, when you're learning Torah, when you're davening, it's like a direct rocket ship that goes straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it means a lot, to the extent that if Mashiach comes, and we spoke about it, and many times you've heard this, if Mashiach comes right now, and he says, I need help building the Beis HaMikdash, we won't call you out of the classroom to help him. The Gemara says, if the Mashiach comes, ain't mevatel talmud Torah, you're not mevatel talmud Torah of Tanoikos of Yisraban, afilu lebinyan beis hamikdash. So if that's the case, and we realize what our koiches are, and then we discussed about what's the tshuva, but I want to shift it now a bit and go back to that. If you understand your koiches, we're here to ask you and plead for a personal favor. The personal favor is not personal to me. It's personal to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael desperately needs your help right now. It's true that over Yom Tov, it was a beautiful Yom Tov. There were many simchas over Yom Tov. We had Talmidim that were bar mitzvah, we had families that had babies, we had shiduchim that happened. There were a lot of simchas that happened over Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, there was a tremendous simcha in Eretz Yisrael. Many of the Yidden that were held hostage were freed. It was a bittersweet simcha. Yes, it's very sweet and very happy for those that came home alive, and very unfortunate that those that have not come home alive. Very unfortunate that this whole thing had to happen. Many unfortunate things that now there are many more terrorists out there. A lot of so together with that simcha there was, but I want to bring it more local, where we need your help desperately. Unfortunately, the past week, 2 weeks, there were too many unfortunate events that happened that affects Klal Yisrael. Number one, right before the end of Yom Tov, was a Rav in Baltimore, Tzaddik of Yid, he was a giant, that unfortunately suddenly passed away. Rabbi Hauer, who was a Zayda, his Enik Lechuhin in the Yeshiva, younger grades, the Wolfish boys are Enik from Rabbi Hauer. Just recently, Rabbi Hauer came to visit Chicago quite often. He had his kids here. So he was davening in our shul, and he was davening towards the back of the Beis HaMedrash. And I went over to him and I said, by the Rav, the Rav should be sitting on Mizrach Zayt. I prepared a shtender. He should come to Mizrach. He's a Rav. He's a chash of a Rav. He should come sit in the Mizrach Zayt. And he tells me, I'm on vacation right now. I'm here to spend time with my kids and grandchildren. I would like to sit next to them. So I said, it's a very nice thing. It's not a nice thing. But during davening, he's not going to socialize with his kids. And Eidiklich. I said, but yet the position that you hold, Kvoy the Rav, als Rav, a Rav sits on Mizrachant. So you can't be mevazeh that position that you hold. And he smiled, and with that he was masking to go sit on Mizrach Zayt. You see that nevis of a person, and again, I'm not here to I'm not able to give a hesped on such a big person. Just a short thing that shows what a tzaddik he was. And suddenly he passed away. The healthy person, from 1 second to the next, he passed away. Yesterday at a Levaya, Sunday, another unfortunate event that happened, four Bochum lost their lives in a motor vehicle accident. And Rabbi Ruchem Walshen spoke at the Levaya. Again, a terrible tragedy. Four young Bochum that were traveling in a car accident. They all four passed away. Rabbi Ruchem Walshen says that it's brought down a concept called Chevle Moshiach. Chevle Moshiach means that right before Moshiach is going to come, there will be pains brought down to the world. A lot of pain. The world is going to be faced with a lot of pain. Chevle Moshiach. We sing, I'm sure all the families here sing Friday night. The last part of my Yedidus, Mechav lei Moshe yachid salu lerevacha. Pidusenu sahat miyach v'nas yogoin v'anacha. Right, so what do those words mean? Mechav lei Moshiach, from the Chav lei Moshiach, from the pains of before Moshiach comes. Yitzalu lerevacha. Lerevacha, many make a mistake and think it's levracha. You listen carefully. Some people make a mistake and they sing, Mechav lei Moshiach yitzalu lerevracha. It's lerevacha. Revach v'hatzala. You know the word revach? Right, besides the name. But the word revach, last part of my ideas. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please spare us from the pain of the Chevlei Moshiach. The pains of before Moshiach comes. Rabbi Yerucham Olshin said, Roshivan Mismedish Gevoya, he spoke at the Levaya and he said, Rabboisai, we are in the midst right now of the Chevlei Moshiach. The pains that we're hearing that's going on in the world are pains that are coming with the coming of Mashiach. So we're right at, and again we daven, that we should be spared of those pains and we should be zeicher, because we have to be zeicher for Mashiach. We have to be zeicher. So Zok Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, the only way to be nitzel, to be saved from the Chevlei Moshiach, from the pains of Mashiach, is that a person should do what he's supposed to do, whether it's, he said, whether it's learning Torah, serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or doing chesed, b'chol koichosov, or b'chol yicholtov. Meaning, that when you're davening, when you're learning, when you're doing chesed, don't just do it. Do it with all your strengths. Do it with all your koiches. With all of your ability, you should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you're going to do a chesed, a kindness, then okay, you know what, I'll do you a favor, I'll let you have it. You know what, I'll let you play, I'll let you, no, don't do me a favor. You look out to see, you're going to let the person play, so look out to see who may not have a game and try to help organize that he should have a game. If it can't be included in your game, at least organize another game. Do something to make sure that you're doing with all your strength. It's not okay, I'll do it. Okay, whatever. If I could, I'll do it. Don't if I could, I'll do it. I will do it. I will do that chesed. I will daven properly. I will learn properly. Not okay, you know what? I'm tired. I'm not there. No. We want to be spirit of Mechev Moshiach, Zok Rabbi Yerucham Olshin. And he said it over from Tzadikim. I don't remember which one. The way to be nitzel is because you do it with all your strength and you're strong guy. You're strong. You have the koiches much more than you think you have. That's the only way that we can be nitzel from the Chev Moshiach. That's the case. And we hear what's going on in the world. Yesterday we sat down here. We have a Talmud Na Yeshiva, younger grades, that needs a massive Refuah Shleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that he should have the Refuah Shleima. Just over Yom Tov. Doctors told him he's very sick. A younger man here in Chicago, a few days ago, just collapsed, fell apart. Hold on. He's in the hospital in the ICU unit. There are things that are happening that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And it's all happening one after the next. So Rabbi Yerucham Olshin says, Rabbi said, get ready. Get ready for the coming of Mashiach. Get ready, these are Chevlei Mashiach, the pains before Mashiach, and get ready to do something about it. B'chol koichosav, b'chol yicholtov. With all your ability, with all your strength. Do whatever you're doing. Take it a notch up. Noach ish tzadik. The Pasuk tells us, Noach was a tzadik. What was the issue? Chazal bring down, there was a problem. Noach had a problem. Noach didn't daven for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go build a teva. It took him a lot of years to build that teva. Why did taking that mean that if Yidden would see that he's building, the people would see that he's building a teva, they would ask, why are you building a teva? And perhaps they would do tshuva. But there was a taina on Noach. He wasn't mispavel for Klal Yisrael that they should do tshuva. He didn't advocate for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. If he came to ask, what am I doing? I'll let you know, I'm building a teva because the people are doing averis and the people are not being nice to people. And if you're not going to fix your ways, a marble is coming. That wasn't enough. Noach should have gone out and started advocating to the people. Stop. And or daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help them to be chayzer b'tshuva. Help these people to do what's right. Take away their nesayin. Take away the Yetzer Hara that's causing them to rob people, to be nasty to others. Since Noach didn't daven for them, it was a taina on Noach, Chazal tells us. So the question is, what's the time of the Noach? Why Taka did Noach not daven? Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu went he advocated for Klal Yisrael. And after the Chet HaEgel, he said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either you forgive them, or Mechemi Mesifrecha, take out my name, I don't need any credit for anything that I did. Erase me, eradicate my name, Dr. Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu begged Klal Yisrael, please, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. So what's Pshat that Noach did not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Noach had a bit of a taina, and the taina is a correct taina. Noach felt, who am I to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What am I? Who am I? I'm not such a great person. Noach matzachem bein Hashem. Hashem likes me, so my greatness is that Hashem likes me, found favor. But not necessarily that I'm such a good person, I'm such a great person. Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to compare me to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had the Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu had an Avram, had a Yitzchak, had a Yaakov. He came, so when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he davened in the names of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He had pillars. Schusim of pillars who he can daven in their name. Noach said, who am I going to daven? The name of who? Terach? Who am I going to daven? Whose name am I going to use to daven? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was around? Who was Moshe Rabbeinu had Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the others to daven in their name. So Noach felt that his tefillah won't carry any clout. It doesn't mean much. He's a nothing. And that was Noach's mistake. Is no such thing that our tefillah is coming from a no one. Everyone that opens up a Tehillim, anyone that opens up a Siddur, anyone that opens up a Mishnayos, you can imagine the koiches that that brings to this world, the yeshuas that that brings to the world. Noach's mistake was he thought that he needs forefathers, always like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in order to daven, and he felt, who am I to daven? So he felt so small about himself. No one should feel small about yourself. The koiches that you have, and again, especially going back to the Gemaras that we said, the Mamari Chazal that we said about the Hevel Piyamsh of Tanakhish of Israel, the koiches that you have, you can daven and you can learn and you can do chesed and you can work on your midos, and every time you do it with all your koiches, have a mind to be nitzel from the Hevel and Mashiach, that we should be nitzel from Hevel at all. We should go straight to the Mashiach. Have a mind those that need chaylim, have a mind that should only be Yeshua's Hashem. You have tremendous koiches, don't ever underestimate. The koiches of a pasuk of Tehillim. So yes, sometimes we have some downtime. And I'm not advocating anyone to take away from their recess time to open up a Tehillim. I'm not advocating for that. But sometimes there's a few minutes before, after breakfast and before class starts. How about having a pocket-sized Tehillim? How about having one of these small Mishnayos and chaparan another Mishnah, chaparan another kapitel Tehillim, chaparan something? You come a few minutes early, okay, most of the boys are Mavisedra and the Shaymaker Vechetagim. But if it happens to be that you just finished the Shnayim Kerech HaTagim, or it happens to be that you have a different limit, not the Shnayim, chap around the post, a capital Tehillim. Have in mind the Cholim here, have in mind Christ, or have in mind to be Nitzel Mechevel Mashiach, that the world should be Nitzel Mechevel Mashiach. You have tremendous koiches, you have tremendous power. About it's much more geschmack, you come early morning, and before you open up, you have some downtime, right before class, it's much more geschmack to talk about the news that's going on in the world. It's much more geschmack to talk about the new things that are out there, the new toys that are out there, the new things that are out there, whether the Yellow Jews or the Jays are winning, or the Dodge, the Chryslers are winning, whatever it is. It's very exciting to talk about these things. It's true. But it's not helping anyone from the Chevel and Mashiach. It's not. That's not what's going to help Klal Yisrael. B'chol k'chos of Zakhar B'Yerucham Olshin. Do something. Go a drop out of your way to use extra strength to a kapitel Tehillim, an extra Mishnah, an extra limud. That's a personal favor to you. I'm not saying it interests you what goes on in the world. I'm not saying that you should shun it out of your world. I'm not saying that. But if you have a few extra minutes to add something extra, and that's going to be B'chol K'chosov, I'm doing something extra to be Nitzel Mechevel Mashiach, which Baruch will help that Klal Yisrael should be Nitzel. We should only have Besuras Tavis. Those that need Refuah should have Refuahs. We should be ready, Zoycha, to the Bias of Mashiach, that he should come. And Kaisel should not have any pain with his coming. And we should see Yeshua's Shem Kerefayin, and we should be Matzliach. And yes, the tremendous Kaiches that you have will help Klal Yisrael.